Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Wicked Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Bowden. With me, as always, is Frank Gazzero.
Hello.
And Katie Arroyo.
Hello.
And there's no delay. We set up Discord differently.
Do you really not have a delay?
No delay.
Wow.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like there is.
Doesn't sound like there's a delay.
All this time, it was just your shitty phone.
It was just my shitty phone. Now I'm doing it through my shitty computer.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, yeah. So that's it. And yeah, we'll see how this goes.
You'll be okay. I know you don't like change.
I hope I don't like change. Change is not good.
Why?
Because it messes with routine. I like routine. I like to know what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, for how long I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I like a nice routine. I like to plan.
Well, yeah, but changing something.
Is changing part of the routine?
No, yeah, but you also might know about the change ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you plan ahead. Did we know about this change?
I don't know.
Did we know about this change coming
in?
No, we did not.
You didn't know.
We did not know. And now you do know.
Wow.
Now you know.
It's not a big deal.
It's a big deal to
very big deal.
Daddy. It's a big deal for daddy.
It's not a big deal.
It's a big deal. Plus, you know, it's like I'm used to having Katie to the left of me, so I like to put the screen to the left, and now Katie's below me.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
And it's, when I point like that, it's like she's blowing me under the table. But she's...
Oh, my God.
She's like... So now I'm looking at Katie, but... And then when I look up, I look at you.
Okay.
It's a whole thing.
You're fine.
When I edit the videos, I know it's when I edit the videos that nobody fucking watches.
There you go. Well...
I want to say shout out to Russ.
That's a fancy lighter.
It's a... You know what? This is a blowtorch lighter. You use it for cigars.
Okay.
It likes a nice, even cigar. I stole this from this guy DJ I was golfing with one day.
Wow. Good.
I stole it right from him, yes.
So you cheat at golf and you steal things.
Yeah.
I don't cheat at golf. And you know what? I've noticed this with golf. I've noticed because my game has gotten better...
You don't need to cheat as much?
I don't have to cheat as much.
Go figure.
Wow, it's a miracle.
That's right. There are things that I like to do, and I wouldn't call it cheating. When the ball goes in the sand trap, I still like to say, hey, are we playing drops out of the sand? And I'll say it like that. And then usually whoever I'm playing with goes, oh, whatever you want to do, because nobody likes saying what they want to do. So I'll say, all right, guess we're doing drops out of the sand. And again, just manipulating the rules so everybody benefits, Frank.
Wow.
That's what we're doing here.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, shout out to DJ, whose lighter I'm using that I stole. It was an inadvertent steal. He was a nice man. He let me use the lighter for a day. And,
and
it's been 2 weeks. Yeah.
Good.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, he's a good golfer, too. Shout out to DJ. And shout out to Russ. I ate a cocoa ball. Oh shit, Frank.
Those are great.
Oh fuck. I ate a yeah, the cocoa balls are fucking great.
Yeah,
they're
the peanut
like
butter ones.
They're
too,
like Rice Krispie treats, but they're little balls. And they're cocoa and then they got fruity ones. And I told Russ I was gonna eat this, but I ate a cocoa ball instead. He made a fucking truffle. Like, it looks
wow.
like a beautiful chocolate truffle. And I'm like, well, I'm going to eat this and do the podcast tomorrow. And he's like, okay. And I didn't eat that and do the podcast, Russ, and I'm sorry. I'll eat it. You know it's going to fuck me up and it's going to be good. So I'm not worried about it. Yeah,
there's always
yeah.
something to eat that can fuck you up.
That's right.
There is always something that I can eat
That's
that can
true.
Fuck me up. Yeah. Weed is great. It's wonderful.
How's your psychiatric stuff been
not
going?
Good. Not good.
Did you
Why?
Get the results of your tests back or what?
I didn't get the results of my test yet, but man, that depression is just
getting
spiraling
you?
Fucking yeah, man. Oh, it's fucking crazy. It's getting me. Last week, I didn't want to do the podcast anymore.
Yeah.
I know.
Last week I told Frank before we recorded. And then I texted Katie after and I said, I think I'm done with the podcast.
Yeah. And then I said, we can talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah. And then we never talked about it. And you know what it is? I feel like when it comes to comedy, I feel like I'm as far as I can go with
without making a move.
No, 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 not without making a move. I mean, that should have happened years ago. If I was going to move, it should have happened in fucking 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when the move should have been. But I never moved. So I had to do it from Rhode Island. I had to make my career from Rhode Island. Fine. I'm willing to accept that. I also willing to accept that there are things that I am missing out on.
Okay.
Because I never made the move. Okay. And I'm fine with that. Now, I always tell people, the path of comedy is different. Everybody takes different paths. Sometimes they intertwine with each other. But for the most part, you do your own thing. And I figured out how to make money and how to do comedy from Rhode Island. But I feel like I'm at a point where I am as far as I can go without the help of other things. You know, like videos, like editing the videos. I do my best with that. Yeah. I try to find videos that we can edit, and I put the little cartoon fuck faces on it. And I feel like that's the best I can do with that. The podcast, I feel like this is as far as we're getting with the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Until whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
Career-wise, I just feel like wherever I'm at is
where you're going to be stuck?
Is where I'm going to be. I don't want to use the word stuck. I want to know, like, I mean, stuck, not in a negative way. Not stuck in a negative way. I'm not, like, beating myself up because other things didn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is where it's at. And like, am I happy doing this? I don't know. You know? But then like something will happen, you know, like the fucking, like it's something like the website, you know, Luis makes the fucking website. Shout out to Luis because he listened to the podcast and it's like, all right, that's pretty fucking cool. You know?
Yeah.
Or I'll get like, you know, messages from people that listen to the podcast and it's like, all right, that's pretty fucking cool. You know, we got Karen Kelly and Karen and Kelly Karen, you know, they listen every fucking week. Fucking, you know, shout out to Russ with the edibles every fucking week. And it's like, we have this fucking, like, you know, I say Wicked Funny Family. We're going to have a fucking Wicked Funny Family meeting right now. We're going to buckle up family okay. meeting. That's what we're having right now. We're having okay. a family fucking meeting, but that's where I'm at. Like I'm doing it. And then I get to a point where it's like, I don't know if the podcast is what I should be doing. Maybe I can focus my efforts somewhere else. You know,
where do you think you would focus them?
I don't know. Just different things. I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe look more towards booking shows and the business end of it. Maybe it's just fucking, I don't know.
I mean, I think you're being a little pessimistic.
About what?
Everything. Because it's not like, because really the whole thing is balancing things like the podcast and then the business side of being a comedian and all that sort of stuff. It's about balancing all those things.
Yeah. Like
that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
You know? Or everybody has to do, rather. So mm-hmm. It's just a matter of doing that, which you were doing.
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
Before everything shut down.
Like you said with the videos and stuff like that, the actual podcast takes up like one night of your week, right?
No, it fucking does not.
No, the recording of it.
No, the recording takes up one night.
Yeah.
Then, all right, so you got to record it. I got to listen back. Right. Okay. So there's some more time putting into the podcast, making the fucking graphics. That just doesn't happen. I do that shit. Mm-hmm. If there's a video, I mean, it takes a little while to do a fucking video, at least a half hour to do a video. That's
like
bare minimum shit.
Cut out those videos. And then if we got to a point where we could record like this Discord chat data and then we have the videos like built in already.
But still, you got to cut them and fucking, it's still a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a pain in the ass and it is time consuming.
Syncing up the fucking audio to the video and fucking all that shit. Like,
yeah.
It's just,
but
it's like the work I'm putting in, is it worth it to do? You know,
yeah,
like,
I guess you just have to decide that.
And that's what it is. So
and
it's
might
like,
not be worth it to invest so much extra time in something like a video.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
then,
what if you just didn't do the videos? What would happen?
But then, I haven't. I really haven't. If you thought about it,
I don't really think it hurts. It would hurt if you just said, I don't want to do those videos anymore.
Yeah.
What?
Like,
if
I don't think
I decide not to do the videos?
I don't think it would hurt anything.
No, that feels like, you know, a pressure that you added onto yourself. Like, they're funny, but I think the people who are listening already listen, and then you're just adding that pressure on.
Yeah. I mean,
Or we can all put our heads together, find a way to streamline the video.
Yeah, like
if,
so it's not so, you know, tedious.
Yeah, but then it's fucking coming up with shit to say. That's fucking a pain in the ass sometimes. And I don't know. Like a week ago, I was fucking... Like if you would have been like, Brian, do you not want to do it anymore a week ago? I would have been like, yeah, let's just fuck call quits. We'll make next week the fucking goodbye show.
Yeah.
And call it a fucking day.
I mean, Frank and I care more about just your health. So like if it's something that you think is a detriment to your health, then we don't have to do it anymore. But
not the same thing. At the same time, it's not a detriment to my health.
Yeah, the flip I think is gives you a chance to actually communicate with humans on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that too. I've weighed out the pros and cons, the ups and downs, you know, the highs and lows.
Why don't you try
the what's
not
and the whys?
Why don't you try just not doing the videos?
I will. I'm gonna cut back the videos, which I already have done. If I put one up, it's not like I'm fucking throwing extra time into it.
Yeah.
It's true that there might be situations where you are investing too much time one way
like,
or another.
Okay, yeah. Here's an example. We were naming the week's episode today, and then you were like, hey, guys, what should we name this episode? And we said, blah, blah, blah. And Frank said, why don't we call it Brian's Psychiatric Evaluation? And then you were like, no, 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 we got to listen to the whole episode first. And then you listen to the episode.
Because...
And then 2 hours later, you go, let's name it Brian.
Let her finish her really good point.
Finish your fucking point.
2 hours later, you go, all right, we're going to name it Brian's Psychiatric Adventure. So like, did you give 2 hours
exactly
of your life to that one word?
I did, and I'll tell you why.
But that's not necessary.
Okay, yeah, maybe it's not. But at the same time, let's talk about this. I said, we'll name it this. We'll name it Brian's Psychiatric Adventure. And everybody was like, oh, that's a good name. We'll go with it.
Yeah, because we don't want you to lose another 8 years of your life coming up with the same name.
Yeah, but then Frank puts Brian's Psychiatric Evaluation on the fucking title. So it didn't even fucking matter.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Yes, you fucking did,
no
motherfucker.
Way.
Yeah, you did. You owe me 5 push-ups.
Wait, you mean
yes.
On Facebook?
On fucking iTunes, it doesn't say Brian's Psychiatric Adventure. And
really?
Yeah, another thing is...
Yes, it does.
No, it fucking... No, not on mine, you motherfucker.
It does on mine.
It doesn't on mine.
Well,
it doesn't on mine.
I don't know what to tell you about that.
So
no, but I think Katie's point here is it sounds like sometimes you put too much pressure on yourself, or you go about some of these extra things in a way that's like
a very
unnecessarily tedious.
Yes.
Or it takes too much time. Because at the end of the day, like for the 90% of the time we've been doing the podcast, every week I would just name the episode.
Yeah.
And it's only been like the past couple months that we've like talked about what to name things.
Yeah, during my fucking manic fucking
if that takes
phase during my phase.
But that's extra energy that isn't necessary.
Because if I feel
it doesn't matter what we name the episodes.
We could just
number them.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make a difference.
Okay,
yeah.
Then this episode we'll call it 116. 116.
I mean, let's record it.
Fuck
let's
this.
Listen
no
back.
Name. Let's record. I'm going to want to listen back.
Let's decide if we want to call it episode 116 or number 116.
I like 116 better.
Yeah, so it's like,
do
I
we
want to
do
uno siete?
Do we want
to
do numeric numbers or word numbers?
Roman numerals. Yeah, I'll name it episode 116.
That would be XV1. Episode XV1 does
sound
fucking
awesome. Roman numerals?
It does sound cool.
Yeah, right? XV1.
That's cool.
Fuck yeah.
But I think
that's why you listen to the episode, because as things develop, you get things in your head. XV1 is better than 116.
Dude, I'm not saying
listen
to the episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'm saying is you don't need to invest extra time deliberating about what the name of an episode should be.
And you know what?
That's like the least important part of an episode.
Let me explain why I just wanted to listen to it. Because it's fun throwing out Brian's Psychiatric Evaluation, Brian's Psychiatric fucking Hooligan, Brian's fucking brains all fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Fucking
Hooligan?
Whatever the fuck.
Okay.
But it's like, at the end of the
day... You have a psychiatric hooligan?
No, but like, at the end of the day, let's face facts. I'm going through some major shit right now. I'm talking about it on this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
So, I might be critical of a fucking word here
but
and there.
But that's your choice to talk about this stuff, and do you think there's any...
No. Excuse
me. Do you think
there's any? Wait a minute. Wait.
No, she's not talking about your psychiatric
stuff.
No.
No, I know that. But that whole, it's your choice to talk about this. I get it. That's fine. Number one, if that's the case, then yeah. Then maybe being sensitive to this isn't a bad idea, which is fine. I want to talk about it. But at the same time, there was a fucking week, and it was last episode, where I literally threw out to you guys on a Saturday or a Friday, hey, guys, can you think of ideas for the fucking episode? And then Katie threw out Cobra Kai, and that was it. That was literally
because that was going to be the episode.
Out. Yeah.
When did we talk about Cobra Kai?
We didn't. We didn't even need to get to it
because we were filled with your psychic evaluation.
Yeah, we were talking about everything
because
else.
Because there was nothing else coming out, and then when it comes time to record, it's like, all right.
And
well,
I had creepy corners. What are you even talking about?
I also had a fucking creepy corner.
I know. No one
what
said
did
you
Frank
didn't.
Bring to
no,
the
do
table?
You see?
What did Frank
do you
bring
see what
the
you're
table?
Saying though?
Other than fucking speakers and not speakers, microphones. He keeps telling me to turn.
Okay.
Make sure.
Do you
the fucking,
think there's
the
any
right
chance that you are using the podcast as a manifestation of your anxiety right now?
Probably.
Because remember when this used to just be something fun and we would chat and you would laugh about it, and now you're like, should it be evaluation or adventure?
That
I don't know.
The,
I have to think
the
about
past
this
couple
for
months,
9
you've been
hours.
Really stressed.
Yeah, I know. I'm really fucking stressed.
Yeah,
out,
so
man.
You gotta just relax.
Yeah.
So help me relax.
Don't do extra stuff.
All right, fine. I won't do extra stuff, Frank.
Yeah, just
unless
don't,
you feel
you
like
don't need
no.
To.
I'm not doing anything
extra. Like
if
you just feel like it, go for it.
If
not doing anything extra.
Don't feel
extra.
Like you have to.
Nothing yeah. Extra.
If it's
you know
fun
I mean?
For you, do it. But if it's not fun, don't do it.
No, it's fun.
And another thing
I'm
is.
I'm not saying it's not fun. I'm just saying.
You're stressed
you know.
Out.
Another thing is. It's
yeah,
like,
stressed out. You guys have to fucking deal with that. That's
your
a, you can also
are
say
valid.
Like part of the family. Yeah. My feeling. Thank you. Thank you. I matter.
No. And if there is something that you think is important, that's extra. But like you feeling like too much pressure or something, you can just say, hey, guys,
I'm feeling too much
can
pressure.
Can you help me out with
yeah.
This thing? You know,
but it doesn't work if you
do
it.
I do that.
No,
I've asked you for a year to make a fucking website.
No, I'm talking about things like week to week for the podcast.
Yeah, so
you know what I mean?
Did
no, no
Cobra Kai,
but it doesn't work if you're just like manic at during the workday or like 11:30 p.m. and you're like, I'm treating a patient, and then I come back to you being like, I need 6 ideas for an episode right now, and then 6 minutes later you're like, oh, I guess
can we not?
I guess fuck all you guys.
Yeah, I don't want people to think I'm not a fucking tyrant.
No, no, that is a good point though.
I'm
like,
not a tyrant.
No, you're not a tyrant.
But she made it look. Like I was.
No, no, it's
no.
Just,
these
you,
are the
you
tone.
Send us those.
I can sense anxiety in your messages. Do I get? Do I like give a fuck? Like, do I feel like you're gonna be mad at me? No, but I'm like, oh, Brian's like going through a thing right now.
Yeah, it's obvious. Yeah,
yeah,
and it's it. Part of it is like. I want to put a video out tomorrow. I'm having trouble deciding a thing or like figuring out a blah, blah, blah. Well, what do you guys think about it? And then like we can get the message whenever you send it and let you know by tomorrow, you know, what our thoughts are.
Yeah.
It, when it's something like I need a response about this right now or it's at 11 o'clock at night or something, it's very unlikely that
yeah.
It's going to be productive. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Does that okay. Make sense?
So sure. Like Frank and I are like, we're giving you the space to have your anxiety about it. But we're also like, I know Brian's just being anxious, so like him might forget about this tomorrow.
He might.
That is also a thing.
He might. That,
and
that
part
does
of it,
happen
and
a lot.
This is, I know it's awful when you're depressed and somebody basically says like, oh, you're just being depressed or whatever. It makes me want to punch people, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it is also important to recognize like I'm going through a thing right now. So all of these feelings are crazily amplified.
Yeah.
And that's
you
what
know?
I was ultimately getting at
yeah.
With all this whole thing.
Yeah, which means
before you guys made
like,
me out to be fucking Genghis
which
Khan.
Which means you probably shouldn't make big decisions
right
based
now.
On these over-exaggerated
which
feelings.
Which is exactly what I was about to say before I was rudely interrupted.
But,
by you
but now you're ready to
rudely.
Quit it. I think.
No, it was the opposite. It was making drastic. Look, it's. What I was trying to get at is you do this thing, you put these things out. It's like, yes, the videos take time. Mm-hmm. But then every once in a while, like you might get a listener from a video mm-hmm. or somebody will see the video and then I'll get tagged in something
sure.
Based off that video.
Yeah.
And it, or like people have sent some really, really personal messages to like me.
Yeah.
Like I usually like if I get a message, I'll usually send it to you guys. But there are people that have sent like some really personal shit and like how the podcast is fucking you know, help them out.
Yeah.
Like how they fuck to it and stuff like that.
Dude, if anybody fucks to this podcast, that would make my life.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I get it. You're depressed too. This helped you. Great. Look, we've all been sad. I'm sad right now. But if, you know what make me happy? If somebody sent a message saying they fucked to this, if they can send a video of them fucking.
Please, Ryan doesn't want to make any more videos. Could you just send a video?
You can even blur out your face.
If you could just make me a video.
For the love of God.
That would be great. You know, but at the end of the day, to me, it's worth it to do the podcast.
Okay.
And you guys fucking hit it out of the park. I was going to say, I'm going to do less shit.
There you go. Good.
You know, and if I do a video, it's because I really like the video.
Yeah.
You know, like Creepy Corner. I like making Creepy Corner videos. They're fucking easy. You know?
And they're funny.
And they're so fucking funny. They're the funniest goddamn things on the world.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's what I was getting at.
Well, look at you. Did the work. It was like, did you go to a therapist and talk about this?
No.
Oh, you came to this on your own.
Yeah.
This is good.
This was me
doing the work.
This was me just doing a bunch of edibles and reading a bunch of messages and really just meditating. an awful lot.
And you haven't been a monster, but you have been snippy. But I feel like Frank and I have just been like giving you the space to be snippy.
Yes. You're allowing me to be in my feelings.
Yeah, we're meeting you where you're at.
And Frank is laughing at me. Frank is laughing at me for that.
You're just over there sitting in your feelings.
Just sitting in the fuck.
Sitting in a big pile of feelings.
just fucking reclining back in my feelings.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So what do you guys want to talk about?
Well, I was going to talk about Halloween shit. So you guys know I have a podcast with Laura.
That's what I wanted to say, too.
What, that you
That's
hate
what
Halloween?
I wanted to say. I do hate Halloween.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I do not like it. We're going to get into it.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say was one of the things that fucking... that got me through this whole thing, what I meditated on, Frank, was like we talked about doing these upcoming Halloween episodes.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about it. And I started thinking about Halloween ideas.
Yeah.
For this fucking podcast.
What are your ideas?
I don't want to say. Do we want to share them? Like, hey, you know, we're going to have a Halloween spectacular.
All right.
So anybody that's listened to one of our spectacular shows knows exactly what's coming.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great. You know?
So are you going to do like a Legend of Sleepy Hollow Halloween spectacular?
You know what? I wasn't going to do Sleepy Hollow. I was going to make us the Hocus Pocus witches.
Yes! Perfect.
Frank was going to be Bette Midler and you were going to be Sarah Jessica Parker and I was going to be the fat one.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Really.
I think I think we should do an episode where we review that movie.
Yes! I have an idea.
What?
See, here's my Halloween ideas.
Okay.
Right? Frank has never seen Hocus Pocus. I watched it for the first time last year.
Okay.
I think it would be funny to ask Frank Hocus Pocus
trivia.
Easy trivia questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it, so I won't be able to answer it.
That's what makes it funny. That's what's going
to
make it funny. Same thing like if you ever came up questions about Nightmare on Elm Street, I've never seen that.
You don't? You've never seen it?
I've never seen Nightmare on Elm Street. I've never seen the Jason movies.
What?
I just never seen it.
When I was a kid, I used to rent Friday the 13th movies all the time because there was always a lot of boobs in it.
Yes! Yeah, they were. Yeah. There were a lot of boobs.
I don't know that.
Hmm.
And that wasn't funny.
Did you not watch them because you were afraid?
No, I don't know. I don't think I was afraid. I was just never a big horror movie guy.
We went through a thing with my friends where we would just like, that's all we wanted to watch was scary movies. So we watched like every fucking scary movie.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I guess I do get scared. I couldn't get through that Hereditary movie.
It was too much.
Laura
and I do that podcast where we interview people about their childhood, and this girl.
You can say the name of it. It's called Pinky Promises.
Yeah, it's called Pinky Promise. So we.
That's another thing. Don't dump us for Pinky Promises, Kate.
Well, you better start behaving.
That's it.
Oh. But this girl grew up in a haunted house and then told us like her scary stories, and I was like afraid to go to bed.
Jesus.
And then right when we closed, she was like, oh yeah, I used to do a paranormal podcast with my boyfriend, but we started talking about stuff and then things started happening in my house. You know, we saw like shadow people, and then I went to bed and we painted everything in our bedroom, and Josh has not put the closet doors up yet, and I'm towards the closet. So all I was doing was looking at the closet, like thinking that shadow people were in my closet.
Like, yeah, that sucks. I saw, have you ever seen The Babadook? Have you ever seen Babadook?
No, I've never seen it. Josh said we should review it for the podcast.
I'm not watching that movie again because The Babadook
fucked with
my brain.
Yeah,
it wasn't scary. No, no, let me say this. The movie wasn't scary, but the idea of The Babadook
is scary.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
He's the Babadook.
People are like obsessed with
it. I guess he's like one of those guys, like every time he scares you, he gets like more powerful. And if that isn't what he does, then maybe they should make a Babadook where that happens. But I just imagine like every once in a while, I just imagine like if I turn, like if I'm in my bed sleeping and I turn on the flashlight to my phone.
His face will be right
there.
Yeah,
like the Babadook's face will be right face to face with my face. And, like, especially if that's happening, like, while I'm jerking off, like, that's fucking, I don't want the Babadook to see me shuck corn.
Yeah, I don't want the shadow people to see me.
I don't think you have to worry about a Babadook or a shadow person.
I don't know. Who knows?
That's the thing. Fuck you, Frank. Sometimes images make scary things.
Yeah.
Sometimes images make scary things.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
I'm gonna roll with that. Sometimes images make scary things.
Yeah, I agree. I still want us to do the Wicked Funny Seance, but like at your house, you know?
Yeah, Ouija
board.
Yeah,
we can do a seance. That was another idea. Idea I had was, all right, the seance.
We have
right,
to
with the Ouija board.
We have to actually schedule though, because I'm out of town a significant amount of October.
Okay. Why don't you send us your avails?
I will. I will. I'm available this weekend to do a seance.
I'm available this weekend as well.
Frank, how about you?
I probably am too.
Frank is probably available too.
Wow.
I'm going golfing. Daddy's going golfing one morning, but seances don't take place in the morning.
No, I think we should do a daytime one because I'm scared.
No, it's got to be at night.
Yeah, it's got to be at night. I don't know. Katie has a long drive. It doesn't have to be at night.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't want to hang out with you people at night.
That's true. Scary images. What was it? Images make scary things.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, like after we do the set, it's like, hey guys, you want to just, you know, sleep over for a little bit?
I would.
You know, you guys want to sleep over with all the lights on?
I'm going to ask every spirit to
you
just
wanna watch
come
Golden
to
Girls?
Your apartment.
I'm going to ask every spirit to come on your face.
Go for it.
Yep.
You're I'm not afraid of ghosts come.
You're going to get that fucking
I ain't afraid
ectoplasm.
Of no ghosts
what if the spirits start haunting your fleshlights?
Uh-oh.
I want Stevie to fucking come.
Oh my God. What if Stevie comes?
I want Frank's dead guinea pig to fucking show up. That would be amazing.
It would
be. Can you bring his ashes?
No.
Why? Come on.
No.
Please.
No, I can't.
No, because then he has to bring them home and then the house will be haunted.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, just bring a little bit. Just bring a little bit.
I'm not going to bring
any. Bring like a bump.
Just bring like a key bump.
Just like a key bump worth of Stevie.
Yeah, just a little not pinky nail. No. Can you bring a pinky nail worth?
Yeah, just like a little pinky nail. Yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, Jesus.
You can wear it in a vial like Cruel Intentions.
So, seance. I want to do a movie review of a movie.
Yeah, which one?
Scary movie, but I don't know which one. I don't know which
not
one.
Not Babadook?
Not Babadook. The Babadook. Not the Babadook. Because it was silly.
Hmm.
Why don't we do like a Friday the 13th movie or Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
All right, we can do
like
one of the classics.
Like a classic, you know?
We can do a classic. All right, we'll do a classic.
What about, have
everybody
you seen, Amityville
right?
Horror House?
No.
That would be a good one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, why don't we make a poll in the group, and we'll see which movie they want us to review.
Are you talking about the Wicked Funny podcast page or the Real Coventry page for Intense Censorship?
I guess we could put it in both.
We'll do the Intense Censorship.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody in the Coventry page for Intense Censorship.
Really took a turn, that group. You need to stay out of there for your mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to just start censoring people.
Yeah.
Just start deleting
people. Yeah, you want to start just deleting stuff?
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
Because it's just when you go, like, it's not even fun to scroll through anymore. Everybody, it's nothing but like people being assholes, you know?
You know what? It's really odd, though. It's not people being there have been like conversations in the group
that have been fun to watch.
I was trying to think if there was enough conversation in that group. But man, it is great watching people that listen to us go in that group and fucking fuck with people.
Yeah, it is fun to see.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
We'll put a poll up in the group, and if anybody listening has any ideas, throw them out, but we probably already watched the movie and recorded the thing.
But throw
now.
Them out anyway.
What else? We could talk about fall activities.
I know. I'm trying to get Josh to go pumpkin picking or something today.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mind that shit. It's fucked up. Like, I like doing fall stuff, but I also hate the fact that I like doing fall stuff. Like
you're ashamed?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I like seltzers, and I feel like, oh no, I can't like spiked seltzers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I embrace, yeah.
Like, I don't want to like them.
Yeah, like, I like going apple picking, but I don't want to like to go apple picking.
Why?
Because everybody loves going apple picking.
What the hell does that even mean?
It just pisses me off that they like going apple.
Everybody also likes weed and
yeah,
cookies.
Weed's pretty
way different.
Weed's pretty played out, Brian.
But fuck off. Yo, fuck that.
Weed's more played out than apple picking, I would say.
Weed saved my life many a times. Weed saved my life more times than a fucking pumpkin, I'll tell you that.
But what's wrong with apple picking? If you
nothing,
want to pick
I like
apples.
It. Nothing. Well, number one, it's a little, you know what? I don't like doing it with people around. I think I just don't like people around me.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could go apple picking at my own.
Does
apple
it make you self-conscious for some reason?
No. No, I would just rather.
Like, you're embarrassed by your picking technique or something?
No, I pick a good apple.
Do you?
I really do. I got good form. Oh. I don't know. I just don't like picking apples when people are around me. I'll go on like a Tuesday afternoon when there's nobody around. That's when I'll go pick my apples.
Okay.
Yeah. And pumpkins for that matter.
I have no desire to ever pick an apple.
Yeah.
See, no. Josh's favorite food is apple pie, so he would go if it meant
how
I would
American.
Make him an apple pie.
Josh is Ash, everybody.
Yeah.
Katie's boyfriend Ash. But you're into that shit though, Katie. You'll fucking you'll go pick some apples and then make some fucking turnovers and shit.
So it's my friend's big birthday.
Katie, put down the phone, everybody.
Listen.
That's how important this
it's
is.
It's my friend's birthday.
She texted during my whole fucking breakdown.
No, I was
10,
aware. I
ago.
Watched the whole thing.
No, you were texting. You were texting. Laura Manischewitz going, I'm so glad I don't have these fucking pinky problems. Pinky problems.
What is happening to you?
I'll tell you what's happening to me.
No, he's losing it. We've lost him.
You've lost it. It's gone.
No.
Go ahead, Katie.
We were supposed to, like, a group of us were supposed to go to Greece for my friend's birthday, and obviously that's not happening. So
that's the mecca of apple picking.
Well, so we instead are renting a house in the country, and all we are doing is fall shit. Like, we are going to wineries, we're going to breweries, we're going apple picking, we're going hiking.
And you're all gonna be dressed like Han Solo.
Exactly.
When you do it.
Exactly. I bought
right?
an influencer hat. I'm leaning into it.
Well, that's different.
Well,
that's different.
It's all the fall shit.
I wanted to go to this haunted fucking maze this year.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But
I don't think it's open.
Nah, it's open, but I know somebody that works there, and it's like, I don't want to be scared by somebody I know. That's fucking weird.
Why?
How is it open?
Because I know them. Because, I don't know, I guess the guy running it doesn't give a fuck about COVID.
Wow. Hmm.
You know, I guess everybody wears a mask at this haunted house.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
It would be funny if the maze is just full of people, like, coughing and stuff, and that's why it's scary.
That's what we should have done. We really dropped the ball on this. Because, like, Halloween is a big controversy this year. Like, should kids go door to door and get fucking candy?
I know.
And you know what? In April, I would have been like, fuck no, that's such a dumb idea. But now that it's like October and you've kind of seen what this thing does and what it is, and it's like you change. I think I've changed my tune a little bit from like months ago.
I don't think it's a great idea.
What
was your?
Like,
what'd you think before? Do it.
What? No, no. Before, I was like, fuck that. Remember the lady wanted to give my son the fucking Easter basket? And I'm like, no, COVID fucking Easter bunny. You know, I'm like, don't go near that lady. But now it's like, just stay 6 feet away from that fucking crazy lady trying to give you free shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to go trick-or-treating this year, but I can understand if people want to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. You know, personally, I'm not one to go door-to-door. I don't like trick-or-treating on years when there's no corona. So now that corona's in, I can be like, hey, let's do this. Let's just plan a family night. And maybe we'll, you know, maybe we'll have
just
my
buy
son.
A shit ton of
candy. My son's 9 years old. Maybe we'll have him watch a fucking scary movie that night or something.
And then, and then ruin your sleep for the next.
Ruin them. Yeah, and it happened. Like Halloween's on a Saturday too.
My ex-boyfriend's kid, he was like 10 years old, and he wanted to watch like some really scary movie. And he was like, "Come on, let me watch it." And I turned to him and I go, "You cannot watch it." And he was like, "Why?" And I go, "You got scared during Hocus Pocus." And he goes, "That's fair." I was like, "I'm not trying to have you sleep at the foot of our bed like a puppy for the next 6 months."
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. I hate the fall.
The fall is the best.
I hate loving the fall. Spring is my jam. I like spring. I like a nice spring.
I like fall.
I like spring, Katie.
You probably
I don't have strong feelings about any season,
Frank.
Well, the good thing is spring doesn't kick you.
What season, Frank?
Like. Spring doesn't kick you into seasonal depression. That's probably what it is.
That's true. Yeah.
Spring. You spring ahead.
Yeah, fall is just like everything dies.
Everything dies.
All your the leaves, all the plants, all your hopes and dreams.
That's it. I'm a red leaf right now, getting ready to fall off a tree and get run over by a car in the middle of the road.
Jesus
Christ. What a mess.
Nope. Brian Bowden.
Very melodramatic.
Yeah.
Yep.
If there's anything Brian is, it's dramatic.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's part of,
part of your charm.
So you really never got your test results back?
No.
Yeah.
Why are we going back to this?
Because we want to know. We want answers.
I want to know when you're
going
to get them.
I want answers, too.
The people want answers.
We got to have a follow-up episode where we go through the results.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then we can call it.
You don't think
we're
going to have a big reveal show?
We can call it Brian's Psychiatric Adventure, The Reveal.
The part do. Brian's, the results are in.
Yeah.
It's like a Maury episode.
When are they going to tell you, though? You just run around feeling wacky for, like, weeks?
Yeah. Well, I think I called up the guy, and I was like, hey, we got this one more test to do.
Oh, what's
the
last test?
He never called me back. I don't know. And then I called him back, and because he never got a hold of me, so I called him back, and he didn't pick up. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll just mail him what I got, you know, and it's like, so I mailed it yesterday, and it's one day, and so I don't know. I should get them back soon, I would think.
Like, you took the test yourself and mailed it in?
No, I didn't mail them that test.
What did you mail
him?
He wants
that test. He can fucking come and get it. All the other shit that I had to mail him.
Oh, so he hasn't had those responses yet.
Yeah, he hadn't had the full test results.
What did he want? What do you draw a puppy.
No. You know what it was?
It's like one of those art tests for those commercials.
Yeah.
No, like, it was like, they would show you this really intricate design where it's like anybody could draw this design. It's just intricate. You know, it's like a triangle here, a box on the inside, diamonds in the box, lines in the diamond, you know, and you draw this thing and then you do like five other things. And then he goes, hey, remember that drawing? Draw it again. And you have to remember what the drawing is. So you have to put those drawings in at the essay where I had to describe my stupid fucking house.
It sounds like
that's in that.
It sounds
thing.
Like he's like testing to see if you need a tutor in school.
I know. The answer to that was yes.
The results would be like, Brian, you're failing the 11th grade.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
What?
I went through school with this shit and it was not diagnosed. So it was like, so.
What do you think you're
going
to get for your test?
Dick. I think I'm going to be. let's do some predictions.
Okay.
Let's do some predictions.
Well, I don't. What, like, what kind of results are they? Are you going to get?
Yeah, did they even
They're going to give me like, am I a complete psycho? What's my ADHD?
Okay.
How bad is it? Like, processing speed. Memory, all that stuff.
I'm gonna go high memory, high processing speed, bipolar type 2, ADHD.
What do you mean bipolar? I'm not bipolar.
I'm going just off you off this week.
Yeah, this week. All right, this week. All right. I'm going to go. Well, then.
what are you going to go?
I'm going to go super high on processing speed.
Uh-huh.
Processing speed through the fucking roof.
Okay.
Real high on the processing
speed. Wait, I have a question. Were you real high on the edibles when you took these tests?
No, I was fucking not high at all. Okay. Which is probably why I flipped out twice.
Yeah.
But processing speed through the roof. Memory, not so much. IQ, I bet you I have an above average IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm humble.
What?
They're like, all we did a psychiatric evaluation of you. Very humble. Yeah. Very humble. Good,
and I
good
think
listener.
I'm gonna be like severely narcissistic.
And I think I'm going to be high up with ADHD. Like, I think ADHD is going to be like, I'd say in the top
thing.
Percentiles. Like, I'd say I'd be in the 90% of ADHD.
Probably, yeah.
80 to 100.
Like, you're
going to
excel at ADHD.
ADHD through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
But I bet you my processing speed will be higher than my ADHD percentage.
You think so? I mean, what does that even mean?
All right, so processing speed is like, if I walk into a room and like look at the room really quick,
yeah.
I can walk out of that room and describe it in seconds.
No,
I
that
everything about
yeah, but like,
room.
What's the percentage mean? Like, you're above everybody else.
The last time I took this test, and from the way that I was taking the test a couple weeks ago, and the way that you know what the doctor said about finishing the test, I was in the top 95 percentile of processing speed. I don't know what the average is,
but it's percentile.
But it was. Yeah.
That's cool.
In a room of 100 people, I have a faster processing speed than 99 of them.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like a lot of comics probably have that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like we're comics. We got processing speed.
I like to call mine my Terminator computer.
Yeah, but like my problem is so much information goes in my head. My brain doesn't know what's important and what it needs to keep.
Yeah.
And what needs to get thrown away.
Yeah.
You don't have a filter.
Yeah, I don't have a filter.
Well, for the listeners, can all send us in what you think will be on Brian's test?
Yes!
I thought they were doing, like, what's your mental
Facebook?
Problem?
Yeah, they might do that, too. I mean, I don't know what's going to come out in this test.
Yeah.
I could be a fucking huge narcissist.
I don't think
I'm a narcissist?
No,
oh,
I don't think
so. I think you might be above average.
I don't know. Hey, remember we did that fucking... we never even released the episode.
You didn't?
I don't think we ever released the...
Which one?
The
personality test.
I think...
I'm an architect, everybody.
Did we?
I don't think we did.
Episode, I think. If we didn't, then holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll make a note to check that.
You can check it now. Your phone is made by Google. Like, your whole phone is nothing but.
No, I'm just going to look in.
Frank has a Google phone, everybody.
Yeah.
Frank's phone was made by a website named Google. If you don't know what Google is. Come on, you guys know the joke. Come on. You don't know what Google is.
You look it up on the internet.
What can you do? You can look it up on the internet. That's right, Frank.
Wow.
You go to askjeeves.com.
That's my favorite website.
Who doesn't like Asking Jeeves?
Everyone loves Asking Jeeves.
I almost said shit. Yeah.
We have a little Google Home thing, right?
Yeah.
And Kirsten bought these light bulbs that hook up to it. Through like the Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh.
So now we can ask Google to like turn the lights on and stuff.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
I could do that with Alexa, but.
Yeah, Ash has our house wired that way where we just go shut off all the lights or something.
Illuminate.
It's annoying.
I want to fucking yell when I walk into a room. Illuminate.
I feel like you would get Ash's friend when he says daddy's home, it like turns on all the things that he likes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Wait, he uses daddy too?
Yeah, he'll come home. There's a call. I don't know. I hate to break it to you, but like weed and daddy's home are both very popular.
Oh man.
So you might as well just lean into the fall stuff.
I thought daddy was original there for a minute. All right. Nope, daddy ain't.
Sorry. Sorry, daddy.
There's been hotels that I've stayed in.
Mm-hmm.
And especially at the casino, they got the light switches right at the
bedside,
right at the desk. Yeah, well, yeah, oh yeah, bedside desk. And sometimes I'll be like, illuminate, and I'll hit the button and pretend that I did it with my voice.
Whoa!
Wow,
that's really fun.
That's a lot. You should mail that in as
and
a test.
Sometimes
also.
I put on a cape and I pretend I'm Batman.
Yeah.
I do that with the robe. they have luxury robes. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Halloween. We're going to have a bunch of Halloween episodes. We're going to review a movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to we'll do Halloween trivia with movies that I've never seen and Hocus Pocus for Frank.
All right. Sounds good.
What else?
I think the seance probably rounds it out.
The seance.
Yeah.
We'll do the seance. Oh, we'll do the spectacular.
Yeah.
We'll do a spectacular show.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
I'm having a pumpkin carving party at my house.
That sounds
awful. All right, fine. You're not invited then.
Good. Well, you know, I wouldn't even make it an excuse not to go. I would just say, no.
Like, I don't want to go. You don't like carving a pumpkin?
No, I like carving a pumpkin. I just don't want to do it with people.
Yeah, you
Why?
Feel too much pressure.
It's like apple picking.
Too much pressure to perform.
I know. Like, why do I want to? Like, why would do I want to go to a friend's house to carve pumpkins?
Why not? Are you gonna carve it alone in your house?
Just hang out. To hang out.
That's the point. What do you?
The same reason you go to friends' houses sometimes in general.
Yeah.
No. I have a theory.
Oh boy.
Yep, Katie. Who's coming over to carve pumpkins?
My friends. Oh, my gay guy friends are coming over.
Okay, gay guy friends.
Like, do you want to know how many? I invited Catherine.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
So if Catherine comes.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, Derek's going to be there. It's a couple's thing.
Oh, no.
That's why I don't do
You'll
it.
You'll be fine. Like that's what your problem is? We could carve you a girlfriend.
Yes! Do it. I want two pumpkins to be your tits.
Yeah. I have a couple single people coming.
I want some pumpkin tits. You got what?
There's one single person coming.
Who is it? Katie Buns?
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. I got her too.
No, I'm still not going to go. All right. But thanks for the invite.
Yeah. No problem.
That's so negative.
Yeah.
It's not negative.
There's nothing wrong with carving a pumpkin.
I don't want to do it. Just something I don't want to do.
Okay. So don't ever do it.
You know why? Because I wouldn't have fun doing it. Because it's not like I would like my pumpkin would have to be the most perfect fucking pumpkin.
That's what I said. I said you'd have the pressure to perform.
That's right. It would be the pressure to fucking like it wouldn't just be
even though
fucking,
nobody like,
everybody's
cares.
Gonna be, everybody's gonna be goofing off, fucking drinking their fucking pumpkin beer and fucking it's gonna look like fucking the Waldens or some shit.
Yeah, because I'm gonna make pumpkin cocktails, like fall cocktails.
And then there's gonna be me like fucking Picasso trying to carve a pumpkin. And
so
it's,
what?
And it's not and it's gonna come out like shit.
So what?
That's not.
You might be overthinking this a little.
Maybe I am.
Because you've created like a whole movie in your head of what would happen.
Yeah, you just did. And then does everybody laugh at your pumpkin after in this movie? And then do they pour a bucket of pig's blood on your head?
No, that doesn't happen. That's
I'll be like, hey guys, I'm done. And then a record will scratch and everybody will turn and look at me and point and laugh.
Yeah. No, you know
they're all going to laugh at you.
No, it would be worse than that. It would be everybody telling me I have a nice pumpkin when they really don't mean it.
No!
At least if they fucking throw
no
me
one's
out
gonna be
and judging blood on my head, I know I'm not liked. But to fucking lie to me about how
do you think all of Katie's friends are like, master pumpkin carvers
who
are going to be doing these
coming.
Works of
That's
art.
That's the thing. They're not, and I'm still not going to have the
people
best
are
going to
be cutting triangle eyes into the pumpkins.
That's not good.
It's simple things. They're not like, I don't know. I can't think of the word.
This is who I am. It was a lot easier when I just said, I don't want to go.
Yeah. I think this is
you
funnier.
You gotta relax.
Now we know why.
Yeah.
It is. Relax
I hope
a
everybody
bit.
Enjoys this. This is why I don't go to social gatherings.
You think everybody's gonna have toolboxes of pumpkin tools?
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're
fancy
gonna,
stuff.
No, everybody's gonna show up with a regular fucking knife or like I'm sure Katie has a couple of those fucking kits.
Yeah,
that you get
I'm gonna
at Walmart
order those.
Where you scoop the shit out and she's gonna serve fucking pumpkin seeds. Save the seeds, everybody. I bet you Katie announces to save the seeds.
I would.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Ash says the only way is carving pumpkins. Pumpkins is if we get to roast the seeds during it.
Yeah, see? Everybody's going to
go. It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to make mulled cider. It's going to be so good.
Awesome. That's very good. Do you like mulled cider?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's good. It's like cider with spices cider. And then we'll add alcohol to it.
I don't like to consume anything with the word
yeah,
mold.
Yeah, I can mold wine, mull some wine. We're going to get outdoor tables so we can do it out on the decks.
What is it, mull?
M-U-L-L-E-D,
no,
it
just means it's like cooked at a low temperature with spices. It's like infused.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be delicious.
I think so.
And I hope everybody enjoys your moldy fucking cheese.
You love cheese.
I do. I do. Did I tell you that I had, and I thought about you when I had it, I had the New York State cheese. Do you know what it is, Katie? You know what the New York State cheese
is? Is it sharp cheddar?
It's not sharp cheddar. Frank, do you want to? I told you last week.
Is it Gouda?
Well, I gave you a piece of this cheese.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was good.
Peppadew.
Ooh.
Peppadew cheese. Wow. And I got to tell you.
Every week, Brian's got new cheeses he's talking
it's
about.
It's absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
They have Peppadew cheese. And, Katie, another thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I turned into Auntie Margaret when talking about
cheese. Only the cheese.
And
yeah,
Katie,
let it out.
Another thing. I found burrata. Do you know what
burrata?
Burrata
is so good.
Burrata is...
like fancy
what
Caprese.
That's what I thought Caprese was.
Yeah, no.
What? This whole time?
So you thought there
was
mozzarella and then Caprese, and you thought Caprese was burrata?
I thought Caprese was burrata cheese.
Wow.
But you thought they put burrata on a Caprese salad?
No. I thought burrata was Caprese.
You thought they were the same thing, mozzarella and
burrata. It's like imagine if you thought like a mango was a banana.
Yeah.
And your whole life you're calling bananas mangoes.
Yeah.
And you're like, and everybody's like, no, that's not a thing.
But if you're calling it, but if you were actually thinking of burrata, right?
Uh-huh.
Why were you calling it the name of a dish that has a different kind of cheese?
I don't think
because
he figured
that
out.
Dish, I didn't know that. I thought that cheese was burrata.
When you order a Caprese salad?
When you order Caprese cheese, I thought it was burrata. I know it sounds crazy.
So you thought it was burrata and tomatoes and whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought like when I was ordering Caprese, it was burrata.
Okay.
And I thought burrata was Caprese. But it's not. Burrata is burrata, and
it's
Caprese
a, it's a different
is Caprese.
Thing. Yeah, it's a even like when you're at a restaurant and you'd see all the menu and it would say what's in the salad.
It would say Caprese,
and then underneath it would say like mozzarella and basil and tomatoes, right?
No, because I thought that was the burrata.
So you would see the word mozzarella next to it or under the in the description, and you still thought it was burrata?
No, I never knew it was burrata. I always thought it was Caprese. Katie, are you still there?
Yeah, but I spaced out, guys. Honestly, I was going to look up a picture of burrata and text it to you, and then you just wouldn't stop talking about it.
If you need a picture of burrata, I can go get some in the fridge.
Okay, because I was going to show you how the thing with burrata is how it like melts. It like melts differently than mozzarella.
It's fucking great. When you put a burrata on a salad and you just smash that fucking burrata and it fucking goos all over the spinach.
It's so good.
And then mixes with the vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So good.
Burrata in my face all day, every day.
Yeah.
Burrata is so good. Like when I get it, I don't even eat it because I want to make sure I have it in case I ever want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should get a burrata making kit and try to make it yourself.
Why would I do that when I can just buy
a
burrata?
It might be fun if you're such an enthusiast, you know?
I'm
like
not a burrata
enthusiast.
So you know what? I like eating steak. I'm not going to go kill a cow. That's a great
analogy. But you also couldn't do that in your apartment.
Sure, I could.
Yeah?
Challenge accepted.
You're going to walk a cow in here?
Just walk a cow right in here.
Just fucking the place
shoot
of blood.
That fucking nail gun right in its neck. Just to prove you fucking wrong.
A nail gun in the neck?
That's what they do, right? Nail gun in the fucking neck.
I thought it was like in the head.
Whatever.
And it's one of those like things with the like in
you
old
what?
Country
I'd,
food
I'd,
men.
I'd put the cow in a rear naked choke like UFC. That's how I would do it.
All right. You should try that sometime.
That is.
We're at about an hour.
Good.
Yeah. I think we close on the cheese.
We close on the cheese.
Yeah.
Delicious burrata. And I got a couple spaghetti squashes. So, make, Katie, why don't you put up some of your recipes?
To make with spaghetti squash?
No, just like your fall recipe shit.
Okay. I liked, like, yeah, I like butternut squash soup.
That's not spaghetti squash, though.
Oh, you want spaghetti squash recipes?
What?
No, no, you can put up
she
like
She just
moldy-
said, do you mean spaghetti squash recipes? And you said no. And then she said, I like butternut squash soup. And then you said, but that's not spaghetti squash.
And that is that has been mine and Frank's week in a nutshell with you.
That's really bad, you guys.
Shout out to Russ.
That's perfect.
Shout out to Russ.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, put up your mule fucking recipe, your moldy recipe.
Mold,
your moldy
like mold
drink.
Cider, mold.
Yeah, your mold,
mold
cider.
Wine.
Put up your mold cider, and then everybody can listen to the pie and take pictures of themselves. Katie dropped her cat.
I Ash has some boxes of computer stuff under here, and I've been stretching my legs out and hitting the box, and I took it too far, and I kicked one over.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, let's sign off before he comes down
okay.
and hits you.
I want to make sure my eyes are able to open, you know?
Yeah. So, with that being said, Frank, you got anything?
Nope.
All right. Didn't think so. Katie, you got anything?
No.
All right, and everybody, if you could just go to wickedfunnypodcast.com, leave 5-star reviews and all that stuff, and that's it. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Goodbye.